Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
I ended my last podcast with the following question. As America approaches 250 years of her founding, who will stand in the gap for our nation? In Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 5, the Lord said, "Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord." Today I want to consider with you why there were gaps in the spiritual walls around Israel in Ezekiel's day, and why there are gaps in our walls today, and how those gaps can be closed by prayer. In ancient cities, walls were the primary defense. If the wall was strong, the people were safe. But if the wall was broken, even in one place, it created a gap, a breach where the enemy could come in. The day before yesterday, after I finished writing out this devotional, my husband came and told me that part of our fence around our property had fallen during the night. We went out to see the fence, and seeing the gap in the fence brought this message to life. And my husband and I felt that it was not a coincidence that that had happened. The Lord was confirming this message. In Ezekiel's day, God said there were gaps in the wall of the nation, not in the physical walls, but in the spiritual walls. Israel's spiritual enemies, the powers of darkness, were able to enter the breach in the wall. And God's complaint was that no one had gone up into the gap. No one was repairing the breaches in the wall. No one was standing there to defend the people from the enemy. Why were there breaches in the wall? Sin had created gaps in the walls of protection around Israel. There were breaches in the wall because of idolatry, compromise, and corruption, which was even in the house of God. The Lord said to Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 3, He said, "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them?" God was rebuking the elders of Israel who came to him for guidance while secretly holding on to sin and idolatry. The Lord referred to them having idols in their heart, and he also talked about them putting the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. What do these two things mean? First, an idol of the heart is anything that captures our loyalty or desire more than our love and obedience to God, and it may not be visible to others. An idol within the heart can be from things like maybe a desire for power, love of money, pride, maybe sexual sin, etc. An idol within a person's heart becomes more important than the Lord, or it is something that a person is bound by. And secondly, the Lord referred to them putting the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face, which means something that they willingly kept in front of themselves that led them into sin. In other words, they were choosing to keep the temptation close instead of turning away from it. Stumbling block of their iniquity in Hebrew literally means the obstacle that causes their sin. In other words, it is something that leads them to sin repeatedly. And before their face gives the idea of something that is kept in view, something that's not removed, but is intentionally tolerated. It is not simply a temptation that appears suddenly. It is something that people allowed to remain in front of them, even though they knew it caused them to fall. Are God's people guilty of the same today? Do we have idols in our hearts? Are we putting things before our face that cause us to sin against God? there were many things people placed before their eyes and minds, such as immoral entertainment, or maybe habits that continually provoke temptation. For example, pornography is actually a very clear modern description of this. Pornography becomes an idol in a person's heart, something that is secretly cherished. It is placed before the face literally through images and screens. It becomes a stumbling block, leading repeatedly into sexual sin. And a person may still try to seek God while refusing to remove it. There are studies that have said that more than half of Christians in America view pornography. And these studies show that it is not only men, but women as well. This is deeply tragic, and it should grieve our hearts. Throughout Scripture, we see that sin rarely begins with an outward act. It begins with what we allow into our minds through our eyes. That is why Scripture emphasizes guarding the eyes, guarding the heart, and removing stumbling blocks. God's rebuke to the elders of Israel in Ezekiel's day was not just about the sin itself. It was about the hypocrisy of seeking Him while protecting the sin. He was saying, "You have idols in your heart, and you keep the very thing that leads you into sin right in front of your face. Should I be inquired of at all by you?" God's people were sinning against Him, yet they were coming before Him into the temple as if nothing was wrong. The breach in the spiritual wall of protection from the enemy was caused by inward idols. Something had taken the place of God in their hearts. They were feeding the very sin that was destroying them, and the result was a broken wall of protection around about them. The message of Ezekiel speaks directly to us today. There are gaps in the walls around the church and around our nation because of idolatry and immorality. The question is not whether gaps exist. The question is, who will go up into the gap and grieve over the sin that has caused those gaps? Who will cry out to God, standing before Him on behalf of others? In Ezekiel's day, people were tolerating sin. Oh, but there were others who were grieved by the idols and by the sin in God's people, who were crying and sighing because of the abominations. In Ezekiel chapter 9, God commanded His messenger to mark the foreheads of those who were sighing and crying for the abominations in the house of God, and those who were marked were spared when God's judgment fell. Gaps in the walls are created by sin. And intercessors see those gaps and they are grieved. They are grieved because they understand that when there are gaps in the wall of our protection, the enemy comes in and he destroys. And they also understand that when there are gaps in the wall, battles are lost. Intercessors are burdened by the sin that is causing the gaps. And they stand before God and they sigh and they cry, pleading for mercy. They do not stop interceding until those gaps in the walls are closed. In 1859, four men in Northern Ireland were deeply burdened by the spiritual condition of the church across their land. They began to meet to intercede. Week after week, they sighed and cried before God. Nothing happened at first, but they continued to stand in the gap until God began to move. People began to be convicted of sin. Prayer meetings multiplied and a powerful revival swept across the region. Historians estimate that tens of thousands of people were converted in a very short time. It all began with a few people who saw the gap in the wall. They felt burdened, and they refused to stop praying. Those few people were burdened and grieved over the condition of souls, grieved over the sin, and they interceded earnestly, sighing and crying before God for the condition of his people and the condition of the lost. And God responded and moved upon the hearts of his people to turn them to him in repentance. And he moved upon the hearts of the lost. There are breaches in our walls today because of sin. Because of sin in the lives of God's people. Are you grieved when you see the condition of the church in America? Are you grieved when you see the moral condition of our nation? Who will stand in the gap and cry out to God until those gaps in the wall are closed? May the Lord not have to say to his people in America what he said in the time of Ezekiel. He said, "Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord." I want to pray with you today as we close this podcast. Oh God, I ask that you would do a work in my heart and in the heart of everyone listening to this podcast. May our hearts break over the things that break your heart. May we grieve over the sin within the church. May we grieve over the abominations that we see all around. And I ask you, Lord, that we would find grace, to go up and stand in the gap and make up the hedge so that we can stand in the day of battle. We are wrestling against the powers of darkness, Lord, and sin weakens your people in the battle. But I pray that you would find those who are crying and sighing before you, who are crying out to you for mercy, crying out to you for deliverance, crying out to you for repentance to flow upon your people and upon our nation so that we can be saved, Lord. Raise up intercessors, I pray. Raise up intercessors in America who stand in the gap. I ask these things in your name. Amen. In the next podcast, we will go more in depth at what it means to sigh and cry for the abominations and how we can be those who stand in the gap for the church and for our nation. And I hope you will join us for the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.